Well, thank you, Nancy, for the unexpected pleasure today. I always told my soccer coach I was good off the bench, so I guess you'll all be the judge of that by the end of today. Apologies from Jazz, but pleasure to be here with you today. Next slide. There we go. So, yeah, just a brief chat today about Australia's national traceability strategy and the importance to Australians' agricultural exports. As we know, Australia is predominantly a large exporting country. About 72% of our produce heads offshore. So the traceability and the traceability protocol work that's being done here is of critical importance to us. Next slide. So we've developed a national agriculture traceability strategy to cover us from 2023 to 2033, trying to look forward to look ahead to some of the challenges that we may or may not face over the next little while, particularly areas around increased interest in food security, how that food is delivered, where it is produced from, and also how we can attest to the claims and the new information that might be being requested by our trading partners, whether they be government agencies or whether they be of commercial interest as well, and how we can assure that we can provide ongoing information and ongoing confidence in the quality agriculture goods that we are producing out of Australia, and how that continues to flourish and grow, and how we might be able to extend that and provide assistance to some of our trading partners within our region as well. Next slide. So the traceability strategy, the pressing challenges that we can see. So, many of the reasons that we're here today, alignment of frameworks to data standards. Australia is probably a really great example of some really intelligent people who have come up with some amazing ideas, but they are not necessarily produced or aligned to provide maximum interoperability and therefore heaps of confidence in our traceability without having to re-engineer particular aspects. So that is something that is a key focus in there. Where we absolutely can, the alignment of government and commercial regulatory compliance and requirements. So, of course, being a government official, regulatory is in our blood, and we need to make sure that we are regulating our industries in the appropriate way, but also having conversations and aligning with those commercial interests to identify the challenges that they're facing and how we can assist with that in terms of our ability to help them provide traceability, whether that is on official certification or by other means, and how we can help assist to get that information out into the world in a secure and standardised way to make sure that the flow of information can be utilised and inform the general public with the goods that come out of Australia. Value add as well across the supply chain. So we've heard a little bit this week about elements where additional potential profits or potential pricing can be made, and how we can play a role in that, again, through the traceability aspects and the standardisation of that information that we create or that we utilise to ensure that the value of the goods remains at its best possible rate, while also ensuring that the confidence of the information that supports that is critically maintained. And of course, there's the inevitable motivation of sort of the environmental impact and the partnerships that we have across the whole supply chain, whether that be the impacts on the ecosystem and how water is or is not utilised across some of our critical resources, as well as the land in which we use. I think there's about 55% of Australia's sort of usable land is used by agriculture, so it's a critical element for us to make sure that the ecosystem is thriving, and we can provide the evidence around that and the traceability for that to meet any new and emerging requirements that might be from government agencies or consumers. Next slide, please. So you can see here, and I won't go through them all, one to save time, but also too, because these will be published later for you to be able to go through them, but there are a range of objectives in there. One of those key things being to objective six around strengthening national and international collaboration, partnerships around traceability. We talk about that in the terms of protecting brand Australia, but more importantly, to make sure that we, as one of a global citizens and an area of agriculture where we consider ourselves quite valuable to the world, ensuring that we're working in unison in environments such as this, but other ones, whether that be the WTO as well, to ensure that what we can do and what we can help to provide is demonstrations and possibly assistance on how we can get to world-class systems around traceability and support for agricultural industries. Next slide, please. So one of the key things is the collaborative sort of approach between industry and government to partnerships to help address complex issues. This isn't something, whether it comes to traceability, transparency, however you want to describe it, it is not something that can be solved on our own and in unison, on our own, but more in unison. And we've heard a lot this week about things being able to be scaled up, but also being able to be cost effective. One of the key elements that we look at in sort of our collaborative approaches with our industries is how do we implement aspects without going to the point that it's actually going to cost us more to regulate those processes than it will to provide benefit to our industries, and whether at times it's appropriate for us to regulate or whether we can just provide assistance in terms of helping with those traceability claims. And that means developing new frameworks and testing new concepts, really stretching the boundaries of ideas of what, you know, was potentially considered possible in the past or not considered possible at all, that now becomes a focus of, well, how much can we embrace and how much can we move in a direction that embraces the many standards that are available and the ones that are developing and emerging, and how do we implement them in a broader range, with the aim absolutely in the end to demonstrate our claims into market and reduce time and effort for compliance as well, and maintain and where appropriate increase that trust in the Australian brand of agricultural goods. Next slide, please.
Apparently, Jazz has just appeared. Oh. And now, I think you've earned the right to continue, or you can hand over as you wish.
No. If Jazz is here, I don't want to entirely steal his thunder. We've only got 2 minutes, Jazz. Sorry, I'm stealing your thunder.
Yeah,
cool.
You.
Yeah, okay. We might have to give him an extra two.
If you can please give the floor to Jazz. Thank you.
It's as if you wrote the slides yourself. That was remarkable.
Hello. Matt and